Yeah, the reviewers found that the short stay local law, which is Queensland's first, has been effective at reducing impacts of short-term accommodation businesses on the amenity and residential neighbourhoods. The short stay letting, the registration process, the compliance actions that have been undertaken, and the 24-hour hotline had improved amenity for residents and visitors. So since the start of the year, 97% of calls made to the 24-hour hotline were answered and responded to by the contact person within the required time frame of 30 minutes. Three complaints out of the 136 calls made this calendar year were not responded to within 30 minutes, and those they resulted in three $806 fines. As a result of the compliance action and the local law generally, complaints to the hotline fell from 592 complaints in the 2023 calendar year to less than half in 2024 of 266. Hotline responses by managers and owners, plus the compliance action, has, we can say, has reduced the impacts some short stay letting properties were having on neighbourhood amenity. And it's important to note that the review found that 87% of all short stay letting properties have not been the subject of a complaint. So the majority are operating well. There's a minority that have had more than one complaint, and that's 3% of properties have had more than one complaint. And one of the outcomes of the review is that we're going to focus more on the non-compliant properties. Noosa has one of the highest rates of short-term accommodation in any community in Australia. So when they spread through residential neighbourhoods, it's not their existence that's the problem, it's the impact of the behaviour of some visitors who are in party mode, holiday mode, and also the impact of extra vehicles, extra waste generated. It has an impost on the neighbourhood amenity, and that can interfere with the enjoyment of the neighbourhood for residents and also visitors. The local law has helped improve the experience for visitors and residents alike. The review found that more than 330 short stay properties that did have approval have cancelled their approvals voluntarily, either as a result of the regulation, they find it onerous, there may be a marginal STA, they've returned the property either to the long-term residential market or sold it. Either way, it means that there's fewer STAs operating in residential neighbourhoods, which does increase the likelihood that they're going to be housing permanent residents or permanent rentals, which is desirable.